This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In what may be the biggest rural versus urban measure in Olympia this session, the State House approved a bill that would authorize the Department of Ecology to implement a California-style low-carbon fuel standard. House Republicans like Andrew Barkus are against it, saying the proposal is one of the costliest mechanisms with unproven environmental results and will significantly increase the price of goods and gas.
13, 15, 30 cents more a gallon? The citizens of this state have spoken many times, and they made it clear on this particular type of policy. They said no, and we need to say no again tonight.
14th District's Chris Corey says when gas prices soar, it will affect those who can least afford it.
It's going to cost our low and middle income families more money. And that is not right. We shouldn't be doing that. They are stretched enough.
Representative Tom Dent is a rancher from Moses Lake.
This is going to hurt my district and the people. My phone has been sitting here this evening with texts coming from my constituent saying, this is ridiculous. We can't have this. We can't go there.
Unified House Republicans like Spokane Valley's Matt Shea say there are better ways to reduce carbon.
The greatest thing we could do to reduce greenhouse gases in Washington State is, and that is manage our forests better, period, end of story. 8 to 10 million tons of CO2 released every year from catastrophic wildfires. Just 1 year would do more than the plan that is proposed over 10.
The measure now heads to the Senate for consideration.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.